Thank you and welcome back to another episode of Ripping Up.
Yay, yay.
The podcast with the most bald, the most disabled.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Before we get into the episode, we're going to let y'all know where you can find us.
Where are you going to be?
Coming up, I will be in San Francisco on June 10th, Sacramento, June 11th, New York City, June 25th.
July
25th, New York City, New York.
That's right. That's Gramercy Theater, ain't it?
Yeah, Gramercy.
Baby's first theater gig.
And then fucking... what's the other one?
God, your agent must love this. Just watching this screaming on, at Spotify.
Nashville, Sanford, July 31st.
Sanford, July 26th. And then Nashville, July 31st. The rest of the dates, look at a bitch.
That's right. Matt. Oh, man. I'm out with Rodney Carrington on all pretty much his dates. I'll be out at San Fran and Sacramento with Fiona, as well as Gramercy Theater and Stamford.
Yes.
On the 25th and the 26th of July. And I'll probably be around on the 31st. I don't know. She might kick me off tour.
Yeah, I don't know if I want him on that show.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's pretty tough.
You might need a host, though.
Yeah, maybe so.
I could throw you a guest spot again.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate
okay.
that. And then also, don't forget to follow us on patreon.com/rampinguppod, where we got a lot of bonus content. Entire bonus episodes, unseen footage over there, as well as early release episodes, and then a little bit behind-the-scenes stuff and stuff we reference that we can't share on
and
YouTube.
And if you have any questions you want us to answer in the pod, please email us at rampinguppod@gmail.com.
That's nice.
All right, number of the episode.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, it's a little before.
Thanks for letting me plug, guys. Jesus.
That was like the first and
holy shit.
Up.
This is the meanest. I've got berated by Instagrammers the first 30 minutes I was here. And then they're like, yeah, our podcast is doing pretty well. So we're not going to let you plug any of your dates. But while Fiona's getting hers wrong.
Wait, go ahead and plug it.
No. I don't even want to plug
it's
it.
It's still going.
Okay, well, you know what? Just come to Zany's July 17th, paid vacation live. It's going to be a great show, my show. It'll be great.
What's your
That's
name?
All I'm plugging.
What's
I don't even
your name?
Zach Townsend. Yeah, do you guys even know that? Zach Townsend, ZACTOWNSEND_. On all platforms.
Except Venmo.
That's where I have my real one.
All right. And don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. And what's your sketch comedy?
Vacation comedy. You know what it is. You both have been in a ton of them. This is... I am so annoyed already. We haven't even started the fucking cast.
All right, hit it.
Cast. You're
yeah,
so
I'm going
Hollywood.
Cast. I'm going instead of pod, people love to say pod. I'm going cast these days. The P-cast.
We haven't even
started the P-cast yet.
All right, hit it. We're ready.
Hey.
Sorry.
Get this out of the way.
We are fucking stoked.
Yeah, no free pub.
Oh, no, it stopped recording. Damn, dude.
We got
Let me guess, when I started plugging my dates.
Hold on, dude. We got
magically stopped recording.
It did stop recording. All
right. It did?
No.
Oh.
I was just making sure it was in focus.
Okay.
Because you're forward.
Oh, shit. Let me move back.
All right. We have Zach Townsend.
Yeah, give it up.
Hello,
Zach
everybody.
That's hell yeah.
Nashville legend.
Yeah. Oh man, Zach, say what's up.
What's up, everybody? How are you guys doing today?
They can't reply to you, you idiot.
Yeah, luckily they can't. I just got berated on Instagram.
Remember when they could?
Yeah, for 40 minutes straight.
Oh, dude, yeah. We go live before every podcast episode, and that might have been the funniest one we've had by far.
Yeah.
I don't even know these people.
But
so
they
mean.
Fucking know you.
They
Maya.
Know me. Yeah, apparently.
Like, what was it? Paul McCartney and the Eagles?
Somebody said I look like the lead singer of the Food Fighters. Morgan Fallen.
Oh man.
Jeez.
Oh man.
Really good.
All right. Real kind community right. You guys are building around here. The Ramping Up Studios.
Well, before we start, or I guess right when we start every episode,
let's get this out of the way.
We really like to challenge a man's masculinity, and we do a grip strength test. Pause.
Yo, a what strength? What is that?
First. Smelling salts first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is so that before we even do that, we get a little load of smelling salts. All right,
I'll do them. Yeah, I'll try them.
These are, we've had these for a while. So shake them up like... Here, let me do it. You got a microphone in your hand.
You have to good. Shake them up.
Shake them up.
It makes
shake
it more potent.
Shake them up.
Do you have to put a key in it, too?
If you brought your own, that helps.
Get in there, dude.
Oh, I smelled my tongue. Oh, my God. That's how deviated my... I can only smell in this nostril. I've done... Yeah, I've deviated from a lot of things. Let's just call them sports related. Oh, some of our extracurricular activities, but
sports related.
Yeah. Yeah. Sports related. Yeah. But yeah, holy
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have smelling salts too. But I have like these rhino ones. Do you do those? Fiona starts walking scratch. After she smells it.
Yeah, can I do it again? Actually,
yeah.
Don't throw it away. You need to get a big sniff.
Yeah, you got to go up. You got to get close. I'll do a big one if you do a big one. Oh, that was a big one. That was a big one. Yeah, you got to hold it though for me.
Yeah,
I'll do it right in front of Fiona.
Don't smell all of it though.
No, it's not that bad. It's not. That, have you had it for a while? Yeah. All right, I'll do a big one. Oh! Whoa! Okay, Wolf of Wall Street mode activated. God, Brady's doing them off camera just for the love of the game.
Oh man, okay.
That's just a guy trying to get his reps in.
Sometimes I wake up on this couch and I just roll over and I hit him.
Hey, you're wide awake.
Yeah,
we got to get some more. Those are getting weak.
Yeah, those are not as strong as. All
right.
Yeah.
So, we also like to test everybody's grip strength.
Okay.
And, yeah. No, I don't know why. And so far, Lee holds the record.
Don't
Lee
Kimbrell?
I don't want to tell you the number, but yeah, Lee Kimbrell.
So what I do
is
squeeze this as hard as I can?
Stand up. Give it everything you got.
Like, shit,
let's
you
see what you're working
shaking.
With. I mean, yeah, really get in there.
It says error. I think I broke it.
All right, should.
89. It? Well, what's that? Is that good?
Oh, not bad. Nice. 145.
Yeah. You guys talking shit in the comments. Come say it to my fucking face, motherfucker. Fucking choke the shit out of you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Zach.
What right. Did Lee have?
Now
is that the highest
one?
156.
You got 156 if you want to try again.
Well, that was with my right hand. I know it's going to be not as good with my left hand.
I was better with my left hand.
Really?
My non-dominant right. Hand.
Matt always says, I'm working on a theory that you're stronger with your left
hand. It's been disproven every single time.
I can already tell. I'm not going to.
That's like
not
leads.
Too good with theories.
Yeah.
Yeah, 120. Yeah.
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 Yeah, so come, if you're coming for me, come from my left side. Hit me from the weak side.
Oh, man.
Mine was 50.
Yeah, that's even higher than I thought it would honestly.
Thank you, me also. Okay.
I think I could do 50 with my toes.
I'll kill you. Anna's was 55.
Really?
Oh, Brady. Brady wants to break Lee's record. Brady had like 150. He was so close.
Brady, breathe. Holy shit.
Ooh.
150.
Oh, a new record.
Yeah.
That's show good. It to the camera so they don't think you're lying.
Take a picture and put that on Hinge.
I don't think the camera ever sees those.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's like a breathalyzer for your hands, huh?
Yeah.
Just like, so save house to see how tight I can grip the steering wheel to get home.
Oh, man. Do we continue with Buffest Dude question or do we just skip that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've asked that one too much.
Who's the buffest dude?
You could beat up.
Like the most famous guy I could beat up?
Yeah.
But buffest most famous guy. Like what's?
I bet you I could beat up Channing Tatum. Bet you I could.
Dance kid. He's a dance kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like he's Magic Mike. Feeling.
That also would, if I'm lying, that would suck. If I got beat up by Magic Mike, that would suck.
Dude, he just like shake his dick in your face.
Yeah, teabags me. Yeah. He gives me a lap dance while I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
Dude, why was your dick hurt? Yeah. I had no control.
I never brought him.
Wow. Here's a really fun, quirky thing about Matt.
What?
He forgets a lot.
You can say, hey, would you grab me a water in my phone? And he'll always bring the first thing you say.
Mm.
So the thing you care about most should be the first thing you say.
Well, that's also kind of that's what do you care about them? Well, no. What do you care about the most? You should be saying that first. Also, too, you're giving him a grocery list of things to go get.
Thank you.
The Zents? I can't walk. Can you remove my wheelchair? You can't walk?
Since when? What the fuck? Wait, how long was I in Canada?
Breaking news, Lydia Felder. So this is our first Canadian guest we've had. I'm pretty excited about that. Zach has spent extensive time in the Great
White North.
I've
been in Canada the last 2 months. I've been in Canada longer than I've been in the U.S.
Damn, how's that been?
Do you like that?
No, it sucks. It stinks. I like, the people are awesome. But the food sucks and the weather stinks.
You don't like poutine?
Like Seattle?
Well, first of all, this isn't even me doing it. I literally was calling it poutine for like the first, it sounded like I was going to get teenage pussy for like 2 weeks. I was in there, nobody corrected me.
Do you know what poutine is?
The weird, gritty stuff?
I don't know. I mean, kind of, yeah.
You said gritty stuff or gravy stuff?
Like gritty.
It's fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
Yeah. That's all it is.
That?
It's just
that feels gritty to you?
I haven't been to Canada. Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, Canada.
The food is... There's so many Indian people there, too.
Mm.
That's not a bad thing.
You said it like
once. Can somebody else say something?
Yeah, I got you.
Because it does sound like I just said it like I was complaining. But it's really, I'm not. It's just like a
That's
thing.
That's shocking.
It is a thing where you go and you go, oh my gosh. Like I was like, what country am I in?
When I was in Scotland, I saw a ton of Chinese people.
Really?
Yeah, they were busy.
God, I hope you're right.
Scotland?
Dude, I met a Chinese guy with a Scottish accent.
No way.
That was different.
And a Chinese accent? Like combined?
Yeah, how would you even do that? I'm not going to try.
No, give your best Scottish Chinese accent.
Yeah.
I think when you do two, it cancels it out.
Yeah, it's, yeah, double negative. Yeah.
Wait, say something Scottish.
Something Scottish like okay. that. Something Scottish.
Yeah, I need to hear it. Now do something.
Oh, hello. Mr. Fiona. Oh, Miss Fiona. Your family.
I get it.
So you got to be like.
But like the.
Oh, yo.
Do you realize?
Or you can talk. You do a Chinese accent. You're like, oh, can I get a pint of Guinness?
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually.
I am an ogre.
Yeah. Oh, I love the golf.
It's definitely a lot more Chinese than.
Oh, which way is St. Andrews? Yeah, okay, let's stop. Because then I'll do a Scottish Chinese guy. You'd be like, how do we do Scott? How does Scottish go?
You did it.
Yeah, I forgot how I did it.
Brother.
Scottish.
Scottish.
Scottish. Scottish.
Can I get an egg roll, please? can I please get an egg roll?
This is shocking.
Yeah. It's like that's hard to do. Yeah, because some guys can like do two and like yeah. You just do like a Scottish
think,
guy.
Think Gerard Butler meets Ronnie Chang.
You could go way more famous of a Chinese guy than Ronnie Chang, by the way. People are literally going to be like, Jackie who is Chan. That? That is
Chan?
Such deep cut Chinese
who's
guy.
Who's the more famous Jackie Chinese Chan? Guy?
Anybody.
I just said Jackie Chan was the second person
Jackie
I said.
Chan. All the K-pop guys.
Those are Korean.
Those are Korean for sure.
Okay. This is what the case
are we counting the dimes and nickels now?
All right.
Hey, heck yeah. Talking about obscure celebrities, you met one recently, didn't you?
Which one? I meet a lot of famous people. A lot of work, Omen. Oh, are you talking about the one I made a fool myself in front of?
No, yeah, the one you...
Oh, yeah. I need yeah, like, to
can
hear
we please hear that story
from
you?
You?
This was very embarrassed. This is probably one of... Probably in the last 5 years, like one of the most embarrassing.
Can I do a preamble really quick
yeah.
for the viewers?
Don't let him.
No. Something y'all should know about Zach is one of his like best character traits is he is so good in social situations.
Oh, yeah.
He can make anyone his best friend.
The king
like,
of
that's
good hangs.
His, like, everyone knows that. And that's why this is. Yep.
And I really fumbled the freaking bag on this one. So, one of my best friends in life. No. I'm buddies with Noah Kahn. Everybody
what?
Knows who Noah Kahn is, yes. And he was like, hey, I'm doing a pop-up show with Ed Sheeran tonight. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And so he gave me like plus three. So Lee came with his fiance. Me and my lady went. We all went. We go to Santa's Pub. And there's like not a lot of people there. There's a lot of security at the door. It was only for like Ed Sheeran's fans, basically. Like, I don't think any of Noah's fans, I don't even know if they knew he was going to be there. But it's cool. They put us in this like VIP section, which is just Santa's on the side. And we were in there with like a bunch of TikTok stars. Yeah. I recognize like that Alex Warren guy. You know him? If you don't know him, you'll know him. Ordinary.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a dude up in the class. Yes. Ordinary.
Yeah. Wait, real quick, is he fun?
He like dapped me up. I mean, I don't know. I so badly wanted like so I was like this is what this were the story. So Lee and Anna came over to our place and we were drinking before and I had mind you I haven't drank in 2 months. I took 2 months off and so me and Lee were golfing earlier in the day and we're like yo this is gonna be great let's go like this is a crazy like opportunity a friend invited you to come see it's gonna be cool like two of the biggest songwriters basically ever and so we started drinking at my place and I have a ton of Mets Ben you guys have been I have a ton of bourbon there
yeah
after not drinking for 2 months I started pounding bourbons and so I'm already lit going there we take the Uber there and then the guy's like hey you're VIP so you got free bar so open bar so we started killing beers. And we got there kind of early, too. And, they start playing. But that guy, I got so drunk, I started, like, making the ordinary. We just kept doing it.
Ordinary!
Like, and we're, like, 20 feet away from Michael him. Like, we're doing it kind of loud where I was like, he might hear us.
Yeah.
And I so badly wanted to grab him and just be like, ordinary!
Yeah.
But then, so Noah and Ed are playing in, like, the middle. And they're like they just have a guitar. And they're just playing... Going, you know, it's all on TikTok. It was all on TikTok. But they're just going song for song, and then they do some songs together. And Lee was also very drunk, too. I want to preamble that. He was also very drunk. But after the show's over, we go see Noah we're hanging out with them, and then we go out on the porch, and we're with them again. And then Ed comes over, and Ed, like, saw me in the thing, and he was like, oh, you're, like, a big motherfucker, huh? And, like because I think he saw me, like, say what up to Noah and give him a hug.
Yeah.
And then we kind of the conversation came back to it. Outside and I don't remember, dude. I kind of browned out a little bit. It's very embarrassing. I literally was like, I don't remember if I told them I was a comedian or if someone else did, but I was like, let me tell you a joke, which is not good. Like, never a good sign. Let me tell you a joke.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, you know, and I'm like in his face, like I'm like this, like I'm like bent because he's like small. So I'm like bent over like this to him. And I could see him already kind of being like, yo, this guy's too close. But I was just like, I have to get this joke out. And I forgot. I restarted the joke three times. And he didn't even let me finish. After like the third time, he literally just goes, grabs him by the shoulder. He goes, maybe next time, mate. Walks away. Oh, no. And like Lee and Anna and they're all watching this happen. And then, like, Lee was watching it happen in real time, just being like, holy shit. I could see him, like, behind us being like, what the? And I was so embarrassed. But then I was like, nobody really saw it. That's what I, yeah.
Ed Sheeran saw it.
He did. And I don't know.
I think he tells that story.
I don't even think he knows I'm a real person. I don't even know if he know. You know what I mean? And also, too, he's always talking about, like, his hometown friends are all, like, drinking, and he's, like, Irish. So I'm sure he has a ton of drunk messes. Wait, he's that's what's Irish? Getting me through. Yeah, he's Irish, right?
I thought he was British.
Again, were we nickel and diming it?
I thought he was Scottish Chinese.
God, it's so
But I thought about that. I'm not joking. I thought about that for like 2 weeks. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, Lee was like, really... I'm not joking. He was really down for a while.
I was like, that. I was like, dude, I made such a fool of myself. And like, really, anxiety. It probably was like, Ed was probably just like, what the fuck was that? You know, just like, oh, hey, this guy's this drunk guy. And then he also, which through insult to injury, he walks over to the people I'm with because they, and I like turn and he goes, you guys want to hear a joke? And he just does like a one-liner, kills, and then like walks off, literally like mic drops, and walks off to his car, this like sprinter van, gets in it, and just goes off to like the fucking Four Seasons or wherever you're staying.
Ugh.
Mm.
Damn. God.
So yeah, that was pretty, that wasn't that chill.
Hey, it did happens you? To all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blacked out at Shane Gillis at the
Ryman.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I remember you. I remember you actually like asking me.
I was very legitimately down for like 2 months because of that.
You know what the best thing about that is though? Unless you like physically, I feel like unless you like touch them, you know what I mean? Unless you like give them a reason to remember, they meet so many people that you really have to stand
out. How many drunk
like, Yeah. You have to really say something outlandish to like. Shane, I was just trying to make him laugh. And I remember the joke. Can I say the joke on here? It's a great joke.
Yeah, get it back.
So a guy dies. He goes to hell, wakes up in hell. He's looking around and the devil comes up to him. He's like, hey, are you okay? And the guy's like, yeah, I mean, honestly, I thought this place was going to be pretty bad. It doesn't look that. The devil goes, no, this place is awesome. He goes, do you like beer? He goes, yeah, I love beer. He goes, dude, you're going to love Mondays. Every Monday, we get a keg of beer. It's a good time. Everyone's hanging out. The guy's like, yo, that sounds awesome. Devil goes, yeah, it is. He's like, do you like steaks? The guy's like, yeah, I love steaks. Devil's like, oh, brother, you're going to love Tuesdays. Tuesdays, everybody gets to cut a steak. We cut it however you like it. We fry it up however you want. He's like, yo, this place sounds awesome. Devil goes, yeah, it's awesome. And then devil goes, are you gay? And the guy goes, no. And the guy goes, devil goes, dude, you're going to hate Wednesdays. It's a pretty good street joke.
Yeah.
The other one I was going to tell him, this is my favorite street joke. Can I tell this one?
Yeah, please do.
So there's three guys sitting around a table and they're bored. And one guy goes, you know what? I think I'm the fastest guy in the world. And so they go outside, they time him. They record his time. They send it into the Guinness Book of World Records. The second guy goes, well, I'm pretty tall. I might be the tallest guy in the world. So they measure him. They write it in, send it to the Guinness Book of World Records. And the third guy goes, I don't have anything. They're like, nothing? He's like, well, I have a pretty small penis. And they go, well, so what? So they measure his penis. They send it into the Guinness Book of World Records. 2 weeks later, they're all sitting at the table. They get three envelopes. First guy opens it. He goes, yo, you're not going to believe this. I'm the fastest guy in the world. They're like, yo, that's crazy. Second guy opens his envelope. He's like, oh my gosh, you guys are officially hanging out with the tallest guy in the world. They're like, yo, that's awesome. Third guy opens his. He goes, who the fuck is Matt Taylor? I should have done that one.
Dude, he did that. Kanan, we were playing golf yesterday. And then I was like, that's weird. You said Kanan every single time.
Yeah, you should just, you could just say one guy's name the whole time.
Yeah. That's a good street.
But anyways,
do you have any street jokes you know?
Mm.
The best one I ever heard, I think, might have been on Jason? Bad Friends. That's a good street joke. Yours truly. 3-3 now?
What's the Bad Friends one?
It's the all right. So this guy walks into the doctor's office. I'm probably butchering it, but he walks into a doctor's office, and he's got a real bad stutter. And he's like, "Hey, doc, I want you to help me get rid of my stutter." And he goes, "All right, well, let's see. Drop your pants." He goes, "What?" He goes, "Drop your pants." And he like pulls his pants down. Like, that's what I thought. He's like, "Your dick's too big. All the blood's going to it." He's like, "So we're gonna have to take a lot of your dick away, and to get it going back up to your brain so you can talk without a stutter." And he's like, "You know, well, I got, you know, whatever you think is best." So he gets the surgery done. When he wakes up from surgery, he's talking perfectly, you know, very happy. He's like, "Yeah, well, we took, you know, a lot of your dick off. You have about like, you know, like 1 or 2 inches left." And he's like, "That's fine. Thank you so much, doctor. I'm so happy." So he goes away, comes back a month later, and he's like, I need you to put my dick back on. He's like, I thought having a stutter was bad, but having a small dick is way worse. Nobody will talk to me. Nobody, women won't even look at me. He's like, I can't do anything. He's like, please, can I just have my dick back? And the doctor goes, go fuck yourself.
That's really good. That's really freaking good. You're good at that. You're pretty good. Matt's a good actor. I will say, Matt's an underrated, like, good actor.
What did I act about that?
I don't know, but like, you did a stutter pretty good. Did you do a stutter?
No, I had a... I wrote it through them.
I can't even do my own voice.
Trying to be... All right, you're acting. You're playing a woman who... You're a woman who just found out your kid was in a horrific car accident, but you have a stutter. Okay, I'm going to deliver the news. I'll be the doctor. Okay, this is the scene. You ready? Are you ready? How about this? No, how about this? You and Matt are wife and husband, and you both have a stutter.
Okay.
And I'm giving you the news that you, your son was just in a horrific, only child, by the way. All right? Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
And scene. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah.
Dr. Townsend, nice to meet you. I wish this was under better
Okay. What's going on with our kid?
Okay, this is going to be a way longer conversation than I planned. I do apologize. Under circumstances, so you
just
get
to the point.
Okay. Do you have anything to say? Can I maybe talk to you? Can I maybe tell you?
Okay.
Holy shit. Okay, this is not good. I don't know how to say this. You guys are Jathan's parents. Is that correct?
Yes.
I didn't name him.
Okay. Okay. Well, I do have to apologize. Jathan's dead. I don't know how else.
What do you mean he's dead?
I don't know how much more clear I can make this.
Jathan or Jason?
Both, actually. Jathan and his friend Jason are both dead. Neither were wearing their seatbelt. And they flew through the fucking
windshield.
Yes, the windshield.
I'm gonna pee myself. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I guess sitcom's off the table for you two.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
So
that's really good.
I guess anybody that doesn't know, Zach runs a very popular sketch show. I'm about to just start stuttering. It's going to incept into me.
Hey, you might start headlining quicker. It's worked for some.
Oh, man. Softball.
Yeah, you'll get on America's Got Talent in no time, brother.
I turned down America's Got Talent.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that because you support Israel?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Or Palestine. I don't even know which one. You know what? Let's not do that.
Zach is the only person ever put me in a sketch that has gotten me death threats.
Yeah. I made Matt a pedophile.
No.
No, actually, no. That's not true. You weren't a pedophile. You were
the guy
mistaken.
The guy who was mistaken for a pedophile. Which Caleb McCraw was the pedophile.
The pedophile and got nothing.
But everybody was like, that's how dumb people are, though. They would watch this and like didn't get the joke.
You know how bad that got in my head? I was like, do I look more like a pedophile than Caleb McCraw does?
Who also is just taller.
And balder.
He's bald. Yeah. But the funniest thing was that we did it in the gas station.
Across from Zanies.
Across from Zanies. And I had to be like, the lady was like, we were literally just like, we didn't even tell the lady we were in the gas station. And I was like, pedophile. He's here to meet a 7-year-old. And Matt, like, there's parts of the sketch where you can see Matt, like, start to laugh because he's like, yo, like, stop. Because there's like people in the gas station. I have like, I literally look like I caught him. I have like papers and stuff.
Good in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mouth.
Everyone knows that if a guy with papers accuses you of being a pedophile,
he probably has some. Yeah, he probably has a point. What is that?
He's got the document.
Oh, this is Zins. Oh, that's kind of. That's your ashtray. Yeah. You're zinning now.
Mm.
Oh God!
I quit vaping on New Year's.
Did you ever do that joke? We came up with a very funny
joke.
Yes,
okay. I did. Okay, it worked twice and then it stopped.
Really?
Which one?
I can't find your vape and you're sitting in my life's a nightmare.
Yeah, basically the premise was like, Fiona, like, you know, people who, Fiona would be like, I quit vaping, not because of my health, because you know how you guys lose your vape all the time when you're sitting down? How do you think I feel? You just constantly.
Made me think of a very funny sketch. You know, like, when people, like, lose their vape or anything, they're like, hey, can you get up real quick? Just check under the cushion or whatever. Like, doing
making
that to
her,
you.
Making her get up. She's just on the ground.
Like, I can't find my vape. Can you get up real quick? I just want to see if it's...
Fiona's like, why would it like, be under my wheelchair cushion?
Like, just get up for a second.
You find and it 40 is under bucks there. Under there.
You find 5 vapes
like
and 40 bucks.
Like, how you never trust someone if you think they're sitting on the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, for real, get up.
Enemy number one.
Oh, man. Dude, you brought up the other day the funniest outtake. I swear, this isn't a humiliation ritual, but God dang, you have some funny stories.
Yeah, I've been getting disrespected the second I got. They're like, hey, first of all, we're going to put you on live.
I don't think she's ever heard it.
This is what you guys did. You guys are going, hey, we're going to put you on Instagram Live real quick to promote the pod. Okay, cool. I just keep getting called fat and gay for 25-30 minutes straight. And I'm like, okay. And then the first question is, hey, tell us that story about how you embarrassed yourself in front of Ed Sheeran. And
it's a good story.
Then Matt's like, hey, tell us the other embarrassing thing that I... This is pretty funny, though. Matt,
it's the funniest. It is the
Matt is one of the only people...
I've ever laughed
men
in
who
my
have seen my
life.
Balls. We did a sketch about, like... That involved me being in a stall. And I underestimated how low the toilet was. And Matt and the camera guy were outside. And all they needed to do was get a shot of my legs sitting of... My pants going down, and then I would sit so it would look real. I underestimated how low the toilet was. So I do they go, okay, go. So I pull the pants down and I sit down, and then it's so silent. It's like this. It's like him, like, I've never heard him laugh as hard as I did. Him and my friend Danny, who was a camera guy, are like, they're, you know when like you laugh so hard that it's quiet for like the first like 30 seconds and then it's like gasping for air? It was like that. So then I'm literally sitting on the toilet and I'm going, did you guys get it? And they're laughing so hard. And then I just hear Matt go, did you pull your boxers down too? And I go, yeah. And then I pull my pants up and they're both dying. And they show me you just see my balls, Mission Impossible, into the... Dude, so low, out of nowhere. Like, you just see my pants go down, and then my balls just come down so low. And I was like, dude, what the... I've never heard either of them laugh that hard in my life before.
It was the funniest shit. Because we're just both watching...
the camera.
You just see balls. Just Tom Cruise mission.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
One came in sooner than the other. I will say that. One definitely came in a lot sooner than the other. One, yeah, one came in. One it came in so quick that you're like, is the other one even there?
Oh, God. What, out of all the sketches you've done.
That was my proudest moment.
I have to be really mad.
Oh, man.
All right, Matt, open up.
What are we talking about?
Oh, so what I was going to ask is, out of all the paid vacation sketches you have at Paid Vacation Comedy, what's your favorite one?
Probably the newest one we just did, the Kill Tony one, yeah. Honestly.
I was so sad I didn't get to be in that.
I know. Well, I tried to get you guys.
We
but
stayed in extra day in Florida.
You guys are too big for paid vacation these days. No.
No.
No. I mean, yeah, you guys. Well,
I love supporting the little guys.
Oh, my God.
Brady, get me my fucking gun.
Hey, what's the producer for?
No, that was, I mean, that it's just, that's the coolest thing about like this. It's the coolest and like kind of like the worst thing. It's like all of my friends, like you guys, Lee, you know, other people, it's like, we're all gone on the weekends now. We never, yeah. We all like, we're able to see each other during the week when we do zanies and golf and whatever, but, it's like we're all getting success, so we're all gone. So it's like really hard to like create stuff with your friends. And I never understood that. I always heard people, "Oh, I never see you anymore." I'm like, I never see that person. You know, you hear like bigger comics talk about that. I'd like, and then it's like that's what the store. Like, luckily, you know, you see them during the week, but luckily we have new material Mondays and all stars that we get to see each other on and hang out.
The coolest thing about comedy, in my opinion. We talk about like classes or whatever. I'm realizing that means something entirely different when you hit a certain point. Like even Lucy will sort of reference like all of us as like, oh, this class of comics that is now full-time comedians.
Yeah, like me.
Like moving up to full-time, you're not available to feature for people on the weekends because you're
gone. Yeah, we're gone. We're already either featuring for somebody on the road or we're doing our headlining or, you know, or, you know, or doing guest spots. we're all doing something, fuck, which is awesome. Yeah. We are, yeah. How's it feel? Let's get these Instagram comments back up.
Man.
But I am very proud of it. It's like us, you know, us three, Amber, Lee. I mean, Aaron was doing it
before. Yeah.
So it's like all my friends, I'm like, oh, you know, it's
it is
cool.
Fun to see
it's just really nice seeing Nate Bergazzi doing well.
Yeah, finally something good has happened to him. Seems to be making a little bit of money finally.
I know.
Dude, I told her about, well, we're not going to say in the pod, but
oh yeah. That was crazy.
Brother. Brady.
That was crazy.
If we say this, will you cut it out?
Yeah.
I heard Tom Brady.
Okay, seamless transition back into the podcast.
Wait, I got a funny story. The one I couldn't tell you earlier because I want to tell you now. I got a text message a couple days ago from Fallon, who is the booker of Zanies now. Y'all. She goes, hey, so I went to a Brazilian wax studio and the lady she had was the lady that was my waxer as well.
Mm-hmm. Double dipping.
She goes, we're she goes, yeah, we were like talking about comedy and you came up and she told me I'm being Fallon.
Yeah.
She told me that you were a no call no show a couple of months ago and when you're no call no show at Brazilian Wax Studio, they charge you $50. Like
that's
thing.
Fair. It's like a massage or anything, yeah.
But she thought I had died and waived the $50 fee.
That's awesome. You have the official get out of jail free card. Yeah. That is crazy.
The best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
and
then my God.
I went in today and they were like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You should have.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just assume
shit. Awesome. Awesome.
You just should have walked in and been like, yeah, stem cells, crazy. Anyways, let's get this hair off my pussy.
Can you watch my asshole?
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
They think,
how bad does it hurt to get waxed?
Real bad.
Dude, I go there.
You're not.
I'm sitting in the lobby and it feels like a sin to make eye contact with these women coming out. Like they look like they've just seen a ghost.
Matt has to come in the room with me, hoist my ass up onto the waxing table thing, and then he just goes and waits.
Yeah. Dude, I'll be sitting there and like if I look up
you could go like have a beer.
It's not that long.
Yeah, Matt's like, I like to watch.
No, I like to see.
Yeah. She's like, hey, can you please leave? And Matt's like, shut up. And that's Fiona asking.
Every time a woman like walks through the doors, they like look at me like, what the fuck is he doing here? And I'm like, sorry.
Dude,
like,
the girl today fully thought Matt was going to stay in there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not chilling in here to watch this shit.
Do you not?
No.
Wait, okay, this might be a very...
Well, how do you do it? Like, no. Position? Use a like, butterfly.
Can you... I don't
answer
even know if I want to ask this.
Answer a question you didn't ask.
Your leg. Like,
yeah.
You can feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have feeling.
I wish I did.
No, I was going to be like, can you feel it? Or you're just like down there, just like laughing. You're just like talking. Like,
yeah. Dude, I will say one time I was getting whacked and the chick asked me if I could feel it. And I was like, yeah.
So it's not like a crazy question.
Well, she was like, you're not reacting it's crazy. Like, I was like just silently crying.
Yeah. Now, when women do that.
Worst, you know how they
is a Brazilian,
do your butthole too?
That was going to be my next question. Do they do your butthole?
Yeah. You have to hold your knees to your chest like a baby while you're on your back.
Oh, my God.
And this lady's just like, so how's your week going?
Knees to your ears.
What, do you have this week?
How long does it take?
Today it took
depends how hairy your fucking asshole is. Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, you don't have time to go grab a beer.
Dude, when she was waxing my asshole,
just one rip, probably,
my
right?
leg... Depends on who your asshole is. Yeah. You were totally right. Truth is,
do you hit the bidet before you do this?
See, if I have one, I would. I've been watching TikToks of women that are waxers talking about.
They probably get little poop stuff on their fucking wax.
Yeah. Literally. And they were talking about a little toilet paper sometimes.
Yeah.
Dude, my buddy told me one time he went home with a girl from the bar and they were hooking up and she flipped over. And they were doing doggy, and she had a full piece of toilet paper on her asshole. And he just, like, was like. That's gnarly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But, yeah, sometimes I'll be digging in my. You ever dig in your. I mean, digging in your ass is one of the best. It's people say that's baseball's America's pastime. Digging your ass is fucking awesome. You ever pull like a long? I mean, like when you pull the long hair out of your ass, or like you're down there.
Yeah,
it's like your hair.
Yeah,
or hers. You live with a woman. Yeah, and you go, holy shit!
I'll be out of town,
and it feels so crazy. It's like you're like, whoa! It feels like you're like taking your soul. Like, whoa! And then you're like, damn, maybe I would like to get fucked in my ass. Maybe. And then you're like, I don't know. It's a hair, not a cock. You know?
Yeah, that'll get you.
She'd have to be hot.
Anyways, we could blurp all this shit out, right?
No, leave it in.
This is all good content. This is going on Instagram.
Did he just say blurp?
Blurp, yeah.
All right.
Blurpies.
You want to talk about the roast battle?
Yeah, we could talk about the roast battle. That We've never talked about the roast battle.
The funniest thing on the internet.
Yeah, I will say it's so fucked up that Zach read off his phone.
It is, no, that is.
Yeah, that's very that's, fucked up, dude.
I don't
that's
know
crazy
how you,
that
did,
you did that.
We had
I did! It was sitting in my
did you really? Dude, I was like, I thought she was reading. I was like, how did everybody was reading off his stuff, and then everybody in the comments
dude,
like, yo, this guy is a piece of shit.
My
He's reading
legs?
Off his phone.
My legs were crossed. It was right here.
Yeah, you hear that, motherfuckers? She was reading off her fucking phone all the White Knights and the fuck all the YouTube comments. Like, Fiona's a real comedian. She's doing this shit off the top of the dome. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure she didn't. But I was like, maybe she did.
You were fucked up about this. You were like, oh my God.
Well, because every comment.
So hard in the comments. Like, dude, they're just giving you shit.
They were cooking me in the comments being like, oh, this guy's a piece of shit. But it's also like, it's like, yeah, people also probably don't realize we're friends roasting each other. That's why the roast also was good, because we're both friends. We love each other.
Mm.
Right? Me and Matt, didn't we go against each other on that one too?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did it twice.
We went first, I think.
Yeah.
No.
You got me that second time around.
But me and Fiona's it's on YouTube. Dude, paid vacation comedy on YouTube. The whole full battle's on there.
It's really good.
It is a very, very good.
That was my first battle.
That was wild.
Yeah, and we had, we put on, that was the last battle of the thing.
I know it's not right to do that again, but I want to do that shit again at like the mothership.
Me versus you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it would be
so fun.
That would be fun, but also too,
you can't use
your phone. Take another wheel. You know what I mean? Like, that was part of, like...
There's one there.
No, I brought one. There's one there for me.
No, but I can't, like, bring it out.
Yeah, you
can. I can't do that again.
I have a manual wheelchair there.
But you think... But I'm saying that's like repeating catching lightning in a bottle twice.
I guess we could write.
Because honestly, what happened was,
do you have
to
spend $5,000 to get an electric?
I still have the wheelchair. That's in storage.
It'll come in handy one day for real.
Sex change.
Oh god.
Yeah, yeah. We use it for the
sex
change.
That was really funny.
But for people who don't know, when we did the battle, we did our first jokes each, and then I had a wheelchair behind. I bought a wheelchair on Amazon for this bit. And I brought a wheelchair out behind the curtain. She didn't know. Nobody knew. Only two people knew. George, the GM at Zanies, to let me in early to put it behind there. And Josh Black, the guy who ran the battle. They were the only two people that knew.
I was
because
like,
I told Josh, because he was going to have us go like, because he was like, he's like, it's kind of, he's like, the people are kind of like losing it. We got to like, and I was like, dude, put me and Fiona last. Like, trust me. Sweet. It's going to be the best one. And he's like. And I was like, and then I told him why. And he was like, okay, I'll put you guys last for that. So
that was no, I've had people DM me like, did you actually not know?
No, you didn't.
I didn't, and no one believes me.
Well, this is my whole thing about beating you, right? You're a woman in a wheelchair, which it's already not being like it's in your favor, but like people are gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna vote for the woman. You know what I mean? Like she's whether guys be like
in Tennessee people,
and you can write write a good joke too, so it's like the odds were stacked against me. I was like, I have to lean into being the most evil person on stage if I have a chance to win this. You know what I mean? I have to literally make people like, I can't be like, oh come on folks, it's a roast. I literally have to be like, yeah, I'm evil. Yeah, sorry motherfuckers.
No, what I will say is
Zeki T is in the
that was my first verse battle, and I think I did very well. It was very fun to watch, I think, but you absolutely won that, and I understood.
That's on video.
Well, you know what fucked you up was...
that bitch in the crowd, do another one. I didn't have another one.
Honestly, I think it would have been, because I ended up winning. who would have thought? Zeki T wins again. But this is what happened was somebody goes, Fiona said something, and I think the woman thought there's that drunk woman in the front row, and she's like, do another one. And I literally was like, I hope they say do another one, because that's when I had a banger, because I was like, I misjudged, I miscalculated, so I was like, fuck, I didn't get to do my closer. And so Fiona was like, you were like, I don't even know if I had, you know, it was like, you think you just like had something. And so that lady fucked you up.
Yeah. Because
I think you might have
throwaway out there. And then Zach had to, I can't remember what it was, but
I said, you're the only person I know who has to go to Jiffy Lube to get a pap smear.
That was.
and it killed.
And I think I said, like,
that's a hitter.
Your Bigfoot.
It was it was your weakest one.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if that woman didn't pipe up, you probably would have beat me. I think the audience would have been like,
God, women really do hate women.
They hate women. They don't want to see another woman win.
Bringing y'all down.
Something on your pants has been bugging me.
There you go. Classic.
Damn, it's been on the whole episode. Well, how about it? I have probably one of the worst questions we've ever gotten, and since this is ramping up.
It's what?
Ramping up.
Okay.
This.
Did you hear what I hear?
Did you hear what?
I thought you said raping up.
Ramping up.
One of those classic mix-ups.
Is this a bowling ball, by the way?
Yes. Yeah, can we make fun of Matt real quick?
What, for having a sick bowling ball?
This, you have a bowling ball?
It just sits down there, by the way.
When I asked if he was an athlete, that is not what I meant.
Wow. Yeah. Recycling jokes on the pod.
I feel like Matt doesn't even bowl. He just practices this to finger you. Pretty soon you guys are going to be Brazilian waxing at the crib. That's Matt's just holding you like that.
Brazilian wax on my top.
All right, this guy said he had a question for the fellas. Bang your own mom in your girlfriend's body or bang your girl in your mom's body?
Well, my mom's dead, so I'm out of this one. But thanks for reminding me, viewer. Holy shit. What the fuck? Am I getting punked right now?
And my girlfriend's dead, so.
Oh, yeah? She died. How long ago did she die?
She never existed.
Are you single?
Yeah.
I knew the answer to that. I just wanted to make you say it.
Only we can be mean to Brady.
No, I love Brady. He's one of my favorite people that DMs me every single day.
Oh my God.
Whenever
you DM me every day.
Zach!
I do. I love Brady.
Leave me alone.
I would never say that about
him. I love Brady.
Leave Brady alone.
I love Brady.
We'll run through
Brady's been my best friend for 10 years. I'll fucking kill anyone. Don't talk about Brady.
Gulp.
And she won't even smoke a cigarette anymore, Zach.
Yeah, no, she's zinning. She's on to bigger and better things. But, yeah, that's a crazy-ass question. You know what, Senator? I would probably, I would want to, sex is mostly about looks, right? It's like you'd bang.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not a good start. Can we blurp this one out, too? You know what? I'm going to pass. What's the next question? We have any more questions?
Oh, yeah. Who was your childhood crush, and why was it your mom?
Like a famous one, or
yeah,
like
who's your childhood crush?
Yeah, no one's gonna be like
Timmy.
Yeah. Oh man,
Jessica Alba.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why I said really like that. It wasn't everybody's like. You know,
I got mine right now. Orlando Bloom.
Really?
I thought she was gonna say Jones, the 7-Up guy. The black guy from 7-Up commercials.
Mad TV.
Yeah.
I was going to say Orlando, what's his name that lost his shit from Disney?
Orlando Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of Disney, I mean, dude, I think I had a crush on Raven Simone for a little bit.
What's the question?
That is so interesting.
Who is your childhood crush? I mean, Topanga is obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude. Aunt Becky from Full House. Hubba Hubba.
Yeah, you guys are a lot older.
Jesse and the Rippers. Yeah, how old are you?
Pieces of shit.
23.
You're 23? Yeah. That's crazy.
He just turned 23.
Yeah, who was your childhood crush?
You know, that stuff I was telling you about the hairline then. That's I take that
who
all
back.
Who
was your childhood crush? Fucking Kalu or whatever.
Caillou.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, who was your
motherfucker?
Her childhood crush. She just wanted to get gangbanged by Zach and Cody.
Mr.
Mosby holding the camera. Good job, boys.
I've never seen it.
Oh, Ashley Tisdale was definitely one.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
what about Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duff, 100%.
She wasn't really like a childhood crush for me, but like now I look at
her.
How old
are you?
34.
Okay.
But like.
Way older than me.
I look at her now. It's not that much older than you.
Hillary Duff looks fantastic.
She looks amazing. Okay,
that was the that was a creepy way to say it. Looks
fantastic.
She looks.
She's taking care of herself. She's eating her greens.
She's doing Pilates. I'm smelling her mat. Yeah, we know what you meant, you sick fuck. Sick bastard.
You said.
Yeah, but at this point, I mean, Hillary Duff is. I would.
Is that your way of asking for another one?
I would.
You can't have a beer.
Why?
Calories. Matt, it's an ultra.
This has 3 calories.
No, carbs. 2.
It has less than 96 calories.
That's about the same.
Anyways, I will say this about Hillary Duff. She is attractive. I mean, she's okay.
Circling back.
But I would take her bicycle seat off and put it in my lip like a zin if I ever got the chance. Anyways, okay. Do you have any more beers in there?
In my lip Super like a zin.
Say what I said.
Oh, that's Justin fun. McCartney could have gotten.
Ooh.
I always get him and Aaron Beautiful Carter soul. Confused.
Beautiful soul.
He had some God. Good ones. He had that one with Ludacris.
Wait, I have a question.
He had a song with Ludacris.
Yeah.
How Do You Sleep or something?
Brother, yeah. Has anybody seen the fucking Rascal Flatts Akon?
Yeah. Oh,
what
my God.
What is that?
Rascal Flatts, Wagwan. He's awesome, dude. He's the best. Life is a highway.
Pina Colada. That dude's got a little awesome. Zest in his step, wait, dude. It is a good song.
He did a song with Akon.
Wait, Akon and Rascal Flatts?
Yes.
It literally looks like, lead singer. I watched it, I was like, this is a Lonely Island video. Like this.
I thought it was a joke.
Rascal. Yeah. Wait, you want to know a fun little fact?
Life is a highway, bumba clutch. He's like,
that's not what Akon
said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Akon's African, not Jamaican.
Dude,
nobody want to see us together, but it don't matter. I fell off. Sorry, go ahead.
My dad.
God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Sorry. Good.
This is the part of the accent.
A woman is talking. I'm sitting down and I'm listening.
That was the skit I was thinking of earlier. Was you guys?
Fuck you. What's your drink?
That's my new bit. Whenever someone starts telling me something, I just yawn really loud.
You guys on the podcast, popping you and Matt off realize that you can talk over her when she's not in her wheelchair.
Like, oh yeah, she's equal now.
Keep going.
Yeah, we are equal. On the couch, we're all equal. In the club, we're all fam.
That I was thinking about we should make during this about being on the
That's
podcast.
That's funny. Like, y'all are so respectful of me.
Yeah.
And then we get here. And I like it.
Yeah, and it's an inner monologue. We're like, why are they?
Listen to what I'm going to say, though. My father's second wife. Okay? Mm-hmm. There were 5 of them.
That was really good.
Yeah. I've been timing my. I can gulp like on.
You'd be a voice actor.
That's a good, and I have like a good gulp too.
Yeah, yours is loud.
Gay.
That's good.
Yeah, say something like, "All right, we'll do this." Well, all right, we're not recording, right?
Wait, hold on. Ready.
Are you ready? This is how good my gulp will be.
I'm gonna throw out maybe 3 different like lines. Are you ready?
Okay, and then I have to gulp accordingly?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
The third one has to be the biggest.
Yeah.
No, don't tell me, because that'll keep my gulping like on like, oh, I got to go big, I got to go small. Yeah, give me lines, don't do big, mix them up.
Yeah.
Mix them up in the hat.
Okay, ready?
Now give me 3 lines, okay.
I have ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's a good one. Yeah. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now give me another one.
Your uncle raped me too.
A little bit of notes in that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, that one was, that's a hard one to swallow. Really? Yeah, that's like, damn, you too, bitch? Fuck.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't pay my parking tickets.
That's a little one. I'm telling you, I'm getting really good with these gulps,
that
dude.
That was pretty good.
See, I really mixed it up.
I've never
there.
Seen
that,
was pretty good. That well.
I hope that makes the pod, because that might be the clip of the... Yeah, that's pretty good. Can you? Let's do it. All right. No. Now that Matt does it, sit down. We'll do it.
Wait. Yeah. Back. One.
What's the
so
your gulp?
Your gulp. So you have to like genuinely gulp. All right. So I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna tell you a devastating line in some type of way, and you have to gulp.
Okay.
An honest reaction. Okay. And Brady, you will. I'm like. You had to get what 10 for 10 on that. I went 10
on
for
yours.
Yeah. I went 10 out of 10, yeah, all three.
10 times?
I did three.
I think the third one could have been a little more in places.
Okay, but what does this guy know anyways?
I think it was an 8 or a 9 out of 8.5.
Okay, all right. I respect that.
So, Matt, but the first two perfect 10 out of 10. You get 3.
Okay, so gulp accordingly to the scenario.
Okay.
Like severity of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just honest reaction gulp.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some devastating, possibly just any type of news.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin shot another person.
Okay. I don't really care that much.
That's not very. Okay, here, I got one.
Are you doing it to the level
of
one, like.
I got one. Hey, man, you really crushed on stage at the Ram tonight. But you had a booger in your nose the whole time.
Just blow your nose? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
He's not a good. Right.
Give me one more. Either one of you guys.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
That was good.
We just got your test results back.
What?
You have double what? AIDS.
I've gulped so many times that I couldn't catch it. Yeah, I couldn't catch it. That took way. That was a way longer pause than I wanted. That one like hurt. Actually, let's stop doing this.
Oh shit! Hey man,
I think as an adult you get like 3 gulps a day.
Yeah, big gulps.
Unless you're like a
big gulps, huh?
Yeah, you get like 3 gulps a day.
Well, see you later.
That's good.
Oh man.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Wait, okay, I got one for you. Let's see. You haven't done a gulp yet. Okay, ready? Hey Fiona, I know I just gave you a Brazilian wax and everything, but I do need to talk to you. You need to start wiping your butthole a little bit. Just like a little bit better. I'm getting a lot of poop on my on my stickers.
On my waxing tools.
And it's getting on literally every time you come, Fiona, my room smells like fucking shit. I have to take the trash out immediately after you leave. And I'm wasting trash bags. It literally looks like I'm wiping for you, Fiona. So I was just wondering if maybe, I don't know, we can bring Matt back in here too. Maybe we could start wiping just a little bit better together.
Dude, you gotta go.
You have to, I can keep going so till you're right. It's just, it's really, I mean, it's brown, it's black. It's clumps. There's clumps, Fiona. Like, we really need to figure something out. Or maybe I can refer you to another waxer. But I'm losing money on this.
So, oh, my nigga.
I want to keep you as a client. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you have to say about that?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was the worst gulp of the...
That wasn't a gulp.
That was the worst gulp of the gulp contest.
I'm crying. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Oh my fuck. You're such a good fucking podcast guest, dude.
You're rocking
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
You're rocking it.
Tell your followers that.
Dude, they fucking,
I'm looking at you, camera.
I've never seen that.
I'm not okay. Do we have more questions? This Patreon's about to be insane.
Yeah.
How think, far are we, Bird?
I think...
Oh, we're like touching an hour.
Perfect.
Yeah, you don't want to go too much over there, right?
Yeah.
Keep on wanting more.
Patreon is a,
J-R-E.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Big gulps, huh? Well, see you later.
Yo, this.
Yeah, this. Wait, I'm gonna, no, count it. We'll end it on. We all do a gulp. All right.
Wait. Actually, before, let me before do we a leave. Preamble.
What are you gonna plug? Some more fucking dates? She's like, I'm actually gonna be in fucking Grand Rapids, Michigan, in September. It's like, Jesus.
Okay,
please,
listen.
This is our livelihood.
This is literally my favorite episode we've had so far. Hope y'all enjoy as much as we did. Before we head over to the Patreon, y'all should fucking follow us. Patreon.com/rampingupon. Go on. And
cracking
you know
colons.
What, boys?
What are we
going to
do?
One, two, three.
But hey, seriously, right, Zach, if you want to plug anything but on your way out, you do all your stuff. Give them a chance.
July 17th, Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee. Please come see me.
Oh, this is going to be out after that.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to be like, wait, how long is it going to hold on to this episode? We're in May still. That's the only one I really want to plug. All the other stuff will be fine. Please come to that show. Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee, July 17th, Paid Vacation Live. Sketch comedy, stand-up comedy. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
All right, we'll see you with the Patreon.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
Shut up.